Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, Psalms of Hope, I'm talking about keeping joy on our journey. Not happiness, but joy. I've learned that happiness has a lot to do with the happenings in our life. If all goes well, we're happy. If we have a problem, we're not happy. You remember that saying that was kind of a joke from years ago, and it said, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. Well, that's the way it seems sometimes, doesn't it? But that's happiness, depending on events or even a person. The kind of joy the Bible talks about, however, is a different word. It's a little more difficult to pinpoint and define. It's not an emotion like happiness or a temporary mood that can come and go. It took me a long time to discover that. No, the Bible's idea of joy is not an emotion. Deep, settled joy is a gift from God that we can tap into, a gift for all who believe in Him and look to Him for their source of joy. Joy comes within from the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, you may be grieving over the loss of your job, the loss of a loved one, a bad doctor's report, any one of a million things, but you can still tap into God's joy. It's His presence in us that gives us joy and peace in spite of our circumstances. You know, one of God's promises to us, if we choose to live our life for Him, is that He will give us His joy. In Psalm 16, King David writes, you will show me a path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If we remember that God wants to show us the path we should walk, as we stay in His presence, He will give us His joy. That's His promise. Well, one time when Senator John Thune from South Dakota was speaking at our group, he said, the joy is in the journey when you give the destination to God. Oh, we may not always get the outcome in a circumstance we want, but we can keep our joy as long as we remember that we can trust God to get us to our destination. Now here's a song I play quite often because it's something I need to be reminded of, and I imagine you do too, especially when you're struggling to keep your joy. Here is Vern Jackson singing, Count Your Blessings.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep, counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep, counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Oh, I love that music. You know, God-honoring music always helps me keep joyful in spite of my circumstances. Recently, while I was writing an article for a magazine, the computer started to make a huge, high, whining sound that was painful for my ears. Well, after trying all the usual things, I finally had to disconnect it and take it down to the computer store. They said there was some glitch in our internet system, and it couldn't be fixed from the main office, and we had to wait 4 days before someone could come out with a new card to install, whatever that is. While this was not a life-changing problem, it was very frustrating for me, and to be honest, I was having a hard time keeping my joy. You know, sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves and react in frustration or anger rather than choose to respond out of the bedrock of God's Spirit in us. If we ask God, He will help us choose to rejoice in the Lord and who He is, regardless of the distressing events of our lives. You know, it's important to be aware of what I call joy stealers. Things like complaining, anger, unforgiveness, self-pity, doubt, or fear, they all weaken our ability to stay joyful. Instead, we need to learn to choose an attitude of gratitude. We need to forgive quickly, control our angry responses, and seek contentment. Well, one of the things I've learned which helps me keep my joy is this. I've learned that I'm only responsible for me and my own attitudes and my own responses to the events of my life. Oh, we may not be able to control the circumstances, but we still have the choice of our response or attitude about those events. It is our choice to have a peaceful or even joyful response. As adults, God holds us responsible for ourselves and our attitudes, and He offers to each one of us His joy. Well, there's a wonderful song that says, "All my life, through the good and bad of life, whether I should gain or lose, still I choose to live my life, every moment all for Thee." Listen with me now as the Continental Singers sing, "All My Life."
Through the good and bad of life, whether I should gain or lose, still I choose to live my life, every moment all for Thee, walking though so close to Thee, while I'm learning every day, come what may, to trust in Thee. Take away the doubt that hides my perfect will. Give me faith instead, and with Thy Spirit fill. Then all my days be the guardian of my ways, and I'll know Thy.
take away the doubt that hides thy perfect will.
Give me faith instead and with thy spirit fill.
Then all my days be the guardian of my ways, and I'll know the glory.
Wonderful song. I hope it blessed you also. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. You know, when David was king of Israel, he committed sin, and then he tried to hide it from God. And the Bible says that because David refused to admit what he had done, his health failed, and he lost all of his peace and joy. It was a very painful time for David. But finally, from a broken heart, David cried out to God to have mercy on him and cleanse him. He wrote about his experience and his prayer in Psalm 51, and he asked God to forgive him, and then he said, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." He was saying, "God, forgive me, restore me, turn my sadness into joy." David recorded his prayer and experience so we could understand that when we sin and lose our joy because we feel separated from God, we can turn back to Him and ask Him to forgive us. And you know what? God will forgive us. We don't have to go to someone else. No, just go to God and ask Him, and He will forgive you. We see examples of God's forgiving spirit all through the Bible. And you can also see and experience it in your own life. Like King David, you can pray, "Forgive me and restore to me the joy of your salvation." Oh, that same forgiveness and restoration of joy is available to everyone, even you and me. What's keeping you from the deep abiding joy that can be yours in spite of your circumstances? Is it unforgiveness towards someone? Is it anger towards someone who has betrayed you? Is it resentment or envy or jealousy? They're all joy stealers. And when you repent, God will restore you. So if you aren't experiencing His joy, maybe you haven't asked Him to come into your heart to forgive you, to abide in you. But you can do it now, wherever you are. Just ask Jesus to forgive you. That's why He died, you know, for your sins and mine. And then we can do like this next song says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord." So here's the Songs of Hope group singing it for you now.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. As for me,
will save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. He shall hear.
Yes, we can cast our burden on the Lord, and He will help us keep our joy. I remember many years ago as a young woman when my life was falling apart. I struggled with depression, and I couldn't eat or sleep. I lost a lot of weight. My thoughts became very destructive and angry, and I didn't think I would survive the events happening in my life. And my mind swirled in an ever-deepening spiral. I longed to experience joy again, but assumed joy was an emotion I would feel when things were going all right, or at least on the way to being all right. But slowly I began to learn that there was much more to joy than just feeling lighthearted and laughing a lot. As I studied what King David and others in the Bible had to say about joy, I began to understand that joy is not an emotion like happiness that comes and goes depending on our events. One day I came across a wonderful scripture in Psalm 13. David wrote, "I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." And it's true. God has been good to us. You know, it's when we forget to look at all of the mercy and grace and love that God has shown us that we get into emotional trouble. In God's wisdom, He was leading me into a deeper understanding of His joy, and I was making this new discovery while I was going through the problems I was suffering. I had to learn to choose joy rather than bitterly complain to everyone about the injustices I was experiencing. Oh, dear friend, are you going through trials? Maybe receiving unjust treatment? Are troubles overwhelming and seemingly coming from all directions? Well, as David wrote, you need to trust in God's unfailing love, even when you can't see the solution. Now, here's my very favorite song to play when I'm struggling. The Tallies sing for you now. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Center of my joy.
shore. When I've lost my direction, you are the compass for my way. Lord, you're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. So I say, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Lord, you're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life. You are the music in all the meadows and the streams. Children in our families and our homes. Lord, you are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. That's why I say, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Yes. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Oh, yes, Jesus is the center of my joy, and I hope he is for you too. On this program, I'm talking about keeping our joy. And on this last segment, I want to share something the Apostle Paul wrote while he was in prison. In fact, many of his ideas about joy were when he was in prison. Years ago, I went to the prison in Rome that Paul was kept in. It was a big underground pit with no windows, no sewage system, and the prisoners were dropped down through a hole in the floor. And it was in these most difficult of circumstances that Paul wrote about keeping our joy, even if we are in prison. But when I finally got that down deep inside of me, it made such a big difference in my life. I could keep joy in my heart because he loved me, and I didn't have to earn it. It was God's gift to me. I remember hearing an old minister many years ago saying, "There is nothing you can do to make God stop loving you, because there was nothing you did to make him start loving you in the first place. It's his gift." Well, for a long time I kept that in my heart, even while not fully understanding it. What if I sinned? What if I became angry? Finally, I understood that wasn't the issue. God's unconditional love is his gift to me. And when I finally believed it, God's love began revolutionizing my life, and I began to experience more and more of his joy. And so I give that gift to you, my dear listener. Let me repeat it again so you can keep that same abiding joy in your heart too. Here is that statement. There is nothing you can do to make God stop loving you, because there was nothing you did to make him start loving you in the first place. It's his gift to you. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that brought such comfort to my heart. Well, if you'd like a copy of that statement, just email me today and let me know you'd like it. And if you're struggling keeping your joy, write and ask for the CD of this program. The announcer will give you my contact information. And just a reminder, dear friends, I'm not supported by some church or organization like most radio ministries. No, it is people just like you who write in and send a gift. Large or small, your gift will help to pay the airtime on your station. And if you're enjoying Psalms of Hope, I pray you will consider sending in a gift so others in your community can be reminded that Jesus loves them too. So do tune in same time, same place next week. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love. It's his gift to you. So keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.